Settle back in your most comfortable chair, my friends. Close your eyes and allow yourself to be lost in the following short tale. It takes real guts. It was part of our Ear for Music show, recorded live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, April 30th, 2017.
That was pretty cool.
I don't know. I can't say I made this place any less stuffy.
No, I gotta say, having some classical music playing in the background here is a nice touch to this thing. I mean, how often do you get to see something like this?
You don't even like classical music.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know much about it, but there's some pieces that I like.
Like what?
Oh, well, I don't know the names of them exactly.
Eddie, the theme to Star Wars doesn't count.
Why not? It has an orchestra. It's pretty much classical music. It's a classic in my book.
Can we split soon? How do we get invited to such a thing as this anyway? We're kind of underdressed, in case you hadn't noticed.
Come on, cuz. Let's just stick around a little longer.
What are you gawking at, Eddie? Eddie. Oh, Eddie.
I'm going in, Lena. And I need you to be my wingman.
The violinist and the string quartet? Aw, jeez.
We've been trading stares all night. She's a stunner, don't you think?
Oh, Eddie.
Come on, Lena. You're always trying to pair me up with one of those hogs and heifers friends of yours.
Hey, that is so...
This is someone I'd actually like to talk to. Come on. Let's go over there. Help me break the ice.
No, it's too awkward.
It's not. Just come with me, please.
You're the worst, dude.
Hey guys, great set there.
Hey, thanks. Glad you enjoyed it.
My name's Eddie. I was just saying to my cousin Lena here that the music, you know, really added like a lot to this event. Who's the last piece by? Wasn't Beethoven, was it?
No, it was Haydn.
Oh, he's the guy who wrote the Phantom of the Opera theme, right?
No. You're thinking of Bach's Toccata and Fugue.
Right. Anyway, I gotta say, I was really impressed with the girl in your band, the violinist.
She plays the viola, actually. Alan and I are the two violinists in the quartet. You're right, she is amazing.
Is she coming back? I mean, I wanted to compliment her. The last solo of hers was killer.
Eddie.
Her name is Jana. She'll be back in a few. You really noticed her sound, eh?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Jana's always in demand. We're lucky to have her.
She gets a sound from her instrument that no one else can seem to duplicate.
It's a special gift, huh?
Oh, she's got a great gift, to be sure. To tell you the truth, there's much more to it than that.
Oh, let me guess. She made a deal with the devil.
Not quite.
Oh, does she own a Stradivarius?
Stradivarius? No.
She makes her own strings.
Really? That's interesting.
And she has her own secret method of string making.
You can really, really tell the difference.
Jana's strings really have the perfect tension.
Eddie, do you know what the strings in our instruments are made from? The cello, the viola, the two violins?
No.
They're all made from something called catgut.
You mean your strings are all made from the guts of cats? Oh.
Well, not exactly. They don't use actual cat guts to make the strings, but they do use the intestines of animals, mostly sheep or goats.
No, I'm a vegetarian. I don't know how to feel about this right now.
Come on, Lena, grow up.
Well, in the case of Jana's viola strings, we can't exactly be sure what she uses.
But there are rumors, and we have our own theories as to what her secret is.
Let's not kid one another. We know damn well what the secret is. You can practically hear it whenever she plays a given phrase. You can hear it blended deep within her tone.
Something that sounds like a cry, or a wail of something human.
What?
These guys are teasing us, Eddie. Very funny, guys. Morbid, but funny.
We can't prove it, but we've heard stories.
Those strings of hers last a long time from what I can see. It can take years before one of them breaks. Whatever it is, the material she uses is the best and most durable out there.
And what happens when one of her strings breaks? Does she have to go out and off someone?
Shh, here she comes.
What's the matter, Yana? Everything all right? Eddie, this is Yana, our violist.
Eddie, hello. I noticed you were really enjoying the music out there.
Yeah, I mean, yes. You're the best viola player I've ever seen. You were on fire out there.
Oh, thank you. You know, Eddie, you remind me very much of someone I once knew.
I do? Hopefully somebody good.
Oh, he was wonderful. A great help to me. He's no longer with us, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to the bar to get a drink before they close up. Would you like me to bring you one? And in fact, would anybody else here like a drink from the bar?
Nope.
No,
I'm
drinking.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there's any white wine left, I'll have a glass. Thank you, Eddie.
What do you know? She's into you, cuz.
All right then. I'll be right back.
Oh, that was almost a catastrophe.
You guys sounded pretty amazing to me.
I have to agree with her. I thought it was a pretty solid performance, despite the fact we were relegated to being used as background for this. What's all this catastrophe business?
No, I agree. The performance was fine. Everyone played well, but we got lucky. If it happened sooner, I would have had to cancel our gig altogether. Immediately after we finished, I broke a string.
Yes, I guess that was a close one then, huh?
My strings are very special. They take a long time to replace, as you know. And I refuse to play with any others. Oh, here comes that nice man with my wine. Yes. Yes, I must say, he does look quite familiar to me. Oh, thank you, Eddie.
What do you do when you hear the music of fate trumpet as loudly as Gabriel's horn? And like poor Eddie here, you seem to suffer from acute tone deafness. Is he about to be played like a fiddle, or in this case, a viola? In any case, whatever happens in this curious scenario, I'm confident Eddie will have the guts required to see it through. Prepare yourselves, kind listeners. We've tuned our instruments and will play for you a strange symphony in several mysterious movements, perfectly pitched to a key of fear, in a strict tempo that will keep your pulses racing. Assemble the musicians. Oh, the wonders that swell up from our orchestra pit. One can only just begin to fathom. Allow the music now to take over. This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
That's our program for this week. Eddie was played by Michael Pate. Lena was played by Casey LaForest. And our string quartet featured Eric Davy Gislason as the first violinist, Bill Heidrich as the second violinist, Mary Murphy played Yana, the violist, and the cellist was played by me, James Reeser. It Takes Real Guts was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects design and engineering was by Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Why not show the world how much you love our show by rocking a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other rocking items adorned with our logo? There are even onesies for the bibbis. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and scope out all the goods. You can share our love with the world. Take a pic with your swag and tag us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @firesidemystery. If you like what we're doing, dear listeners, do please take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. If you can invest a minute to do that, you'll be doing a lot to help us to grow. Clue us into your favorite episodes or characters or anything you'd like to hear more or less of in the future. Your feedback means the world to us. Sunday, May 28th, 7 p.m. A very important date if you live in the New York City area. Mark it down now. It's our last live show of the season at the beautiful Slipper Room, and we're going out with a bang. Get a little closer to some of your favorite characters from past Fireside shows with some people you might know. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. What if a clock not only told time, but also took it? Find out in next week's chiller, Tempus Fugit. Available wherever podcasts can be found. This is James Reeser. Why not whistle a happy tune? It just might help you to mind the shadows.